Roof Works.
Most homeowners don't know they have a potential problem with a leaky roof until it's too late. Welcome to the Works Podcast, brought to you by RoofWorks, a company that has been serving the Triangle for over 18 years. With us today, a panel of experts from RoofWorks, Executive Vice President Holly Bowers, Head of Operations Carrie Jarrell, Senior Project Manager Alvaro Padron, and Repair Manager Wes Wessinger. Welcome all. All right, Carrie, let's start with you. I'd imagine the easiest place to spot a roof leak would be in the attic.
So, yes, it's never a bad idea to start in the attic. You want to, a couple times a month, stick your head in the attic, see if there's any water on the attic floor. Another way to tell if you've got a roof leak is your sheetrock on your ceiling or on your walls. If you've got stains that's coming down, typically that's a roof leak. Sometimes you'll have paint that, you know, changes colors over time and you think that it's a roof leak and it's not, but that's generally the way to tell. Especially if you see a stain on one of your ceilings, then it is time to get in the attic or call a roofer to come and inspect your roof to see why it's leaking.
Wes, what is the typical cause for these roof leaks?
The majority of the time, there's nail pops. There could be damage from squirrels, especially. Bullet holes, tree limb damage, all sorts of bullet holes. A lot of bullet holes. After the New Year's, we'll typically see 8 to 10 roofs that are leaking because of bullets lodged in them.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
Next step would be to call us, and then we will send out someone to investigate. And if they can repair it on site, they will. If they can't, they'll put a temporary repair up. Get me the information that we would need to do a permanent repair, and then I would send an estimate out.
I would think that coming out of such an active storm season that we had last year, that it's caused some problems that Wes was talking about.
Oh, yeah. All sorts of things come from the storm. We were very, very busy last year with all the leaks. But the big thing that we stress is getting in front of the roofing problems, because if you wait until they pop up after the fact, you're not only going to have to pay for repairs on the roof, you also got to pay for interior repairs. So that can get very expensive.
Wes, you talked about nail pops. Is that visible to a homeowner?
It depends how close to the ground the roof is. Typically, a nail pop is just when a nail that's been put in place to hold a shingle down. Over time, the plywood will expand and contract, and it'll push the nail back out. So it just all depends on how close to the ground and visible it is to the homeowner.
Besides the storms, another reason for roof damage could be those squirrels. They can cause a lot of damage. Alvaro, what are they interested in?
Typically, they'll really anywhere. I mean, they'll chew through siding, shingles. I mean, whether it's PVC or wood, it really doesn't matter. A lot of times, they'll try to find a way to get in and just nest and, be able to have their babies. So.
Trying to stay warm?
Yes.
Is that?
They just want to get in, especially in the wintertime. You see it a lot when it starts getting cold, that's when they start wreaking havoc. So you'll see that they'll chew through soffit. They'll come through, like he said, siding. Any little small area that they can get in the house, they're going to find a way in.
And one other thing with that, squirrels typically, on all the soft metals on the roofs, they will actually sharpen their teeth by chewing on your vents, your skylights, your HVAC stacks. They get up there and they'll chew on it just to sharpen their teeth. So, when they're eating, it's easier for them to eat.
When you investigate a roof leak, are there certain areas that you check out first?
We'll typically check all the flashings first. And if there's valleys, we'll inspect the valleys just to make sure they were installed correctly to begin with. But typically it's kind of your builder grade vents and pipe boots. They'll typically go first, just because they're not that great of a quality.
Yeah, so I guess you do a lot of flashing around chimneys and skylights and the like.
Chimneys, dormers, wherever a shingle meets a wall, there's going to be flashing there. And it just all depends how it's installed the first time.
Yeah. And I imagine, Carrie, that the continual onslaught of the bad weather that just keeps deteriorating the roof.
Yes, yes. If you don't take care of a roof leak quickly, it can do, you know, it can go from a couple hundred dollar repair when it first starts leaking to, you know, thousands and thousands, if not new roof at that time. If you'll have rotten plywood, you can have damage to your framing, your trusses, any of the walls, the framing of the walls. Water can get in there. It can rot out. We've seen it many, many times to where you have a little roof leak and they let it go for years, and then you start pulling the siding back and taking the shingles off, and the whole wall all the way to the ground is just, it's gone. It's deteriorated.
You're listening to the Works Podcast with the crew from RoofWorks Today on the web. You can reach them at RoofWorks, that's roof, WERKS.com. We're talking today and finding out about finding potential roof leaks. Do the gutters play a role?
Well, I mean, the gutter system is there to protect your foundation. It gets water away from the house, mm-hmm. because without the proper gutter system, all that water backs up into the foundation and it can erode and cause a lot of problems in your crawl space.
Mm-hmm. And you guys see this many times, right?
Yes, we do. And one thing it can cause gutters with a roof leak is if the gutters are not pitched correctly, if they're not hung correctly in the beginning, they could fill up, overflow to the back of the gutter, which goes into the soffit of the house. Mm-hmm. And that's when you'll walk around, you'll see rotten fascia board, rotten soffit. That's when you'll see that happening. And for a homeowner to go around and check and see, you know, if they're questioning if they got damaged, you just look up at where the roof overhangs the house. Mm-hmm. And then if you're starting to see paint peeling or bubbling or, you know, deterioration of the wood, then you know you've got an issue either with your gutters or your shingles right at the edge of the roof.
Just in front of the gutters are the soffits, right? Well, from my personal experience, I had my house painted a few years back, and I noticed that some of those little vents are clogged with paint. Is that a common problem, and can you replace the soffits?
A lot of times, painters, whenever somebody gets their house repainted, they will come in and paint the soffit. And the holes in the soffit vent, which is your main intake for air for your ventilation system of your house, for your roof, if it's blocked off in any way, and you ain't gonna spend, you know, 50 hours with a little knife trying to clean out each one of them little holes, it's
thank
more
you.
Time
yes.
efficient to just drop the vents, put new vents in. And other times, talking about the soffits being blocked off, is when somebody gets their attic insulated with blow-in insulation, mm-hmm. They'll spray down into them tight areas instead of blocking them off like they're supposed to be, mm-hmm. and then that blocks airflow. You don't want to impede the airflow coming in through your soffit vent at all with anything, because what that'll do is it'll build moisture in your attic. There's no ventilation. It'll deteriorate your roof faster because there's nowhere for the heat to go. It just sets on the bottom side of that roof and just basically burns it.
Yeah, yeah. Any moisture is there. It's just deteriorating everything.
That's
just
right.
Turning everything into rotten wood, and you don't even see it.
Yeah, and the proper ventilation is key. You have to have that. And like Carrie was saying, that's the most important thing. That's why we have to get in the attic, especially for roof leaks. We have to get in the attic every single time, because it's very difficult to assess a leak properly without getting inside and walking around and figuring out exactly where it's coming from.
So I guess the million-dollar question is, how do you prevent leaks? And I guess it's really a roof inspection.
It is, yeah. And every situation is different. You have to treat it differently. We don't really know until we go out there. We do get people that send us inspection reports that are like, hey, can you get us a price on this? No, we have to come on site. We have to do our own assessment and make sure that we get all the details before we can get you a proper price based on what's really needed.
Well, it's just because you have a roof leak, that doesn't mean you need a whole new roof, right?
Yeah, 100%. If it's just like a pipe boot, or some flashing under a dormer, we can replace those without having to replace the entire roof. So, and we'll look while we're out there just to do an analysis. If it makes more sense for a homeowner to go ahead and have a roof replaced, we can let them know. But a lot of times a repair will buy you another 5-10 years mm-hmm. before you need to replace shingles.
Mm-hmm. Alvaro, talk me through a roof inspection.
Yeah, so call us, and then we'll get a work order in and send out one of our crews to come out and essentially see, first of all, show us where the issue is, whether it's a stain or if you actually see the drip. We'll see it, go inside, and then proceed to check the roof where the area of the water intrusion is going on. We've done it enough to where we can find it.
Yeah.
I would say 75% of the time we'll still be able to find it just because we'll be able to target the area where we're looking at, whether it's a penetration, a pipe wood, a vent, a chimney, or a dormer. Now, some of them do get tricky. We do have to rely on doing water tests if it's something we cannot find.
So what's a water test?
A water test, we'll set up a hose and just spray water on the general area where the leak is at. And then sometimes it takes 5 minutes. Water goes in. Sometimes it may take up to 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
So you have a guy in the attic and somebody's on top with a with a garden hose.
Exactly.
This is what we're talking about, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, somebody's up there. And then, of course, just constant communication. And then sometimes it's a small drip. Sometimes it's hurry up, stop now. Don't stop spraying because it's, you know, it's a lot of water that comes
in. It's coming down.
They're all different. So, yeah, we've dealt with them all. So.
And Elvero has done an excellent job training our team. So he gets all the credit here because those guys, they have a system. It works. He goes out with them if there's any issues that pop up on the back end. And our team is just extremely, extremely knowledgeable in this field.
So, Carrie, how do you assess that a full roof is needed versus just a small repair?
Typically, when we go out on these type of inspection calls, we also look at the shingle itself. We see the thickness. We check the thickness of the shingle. Has it, you know, worn down to, off the top of my head, I don't remember the exact gauge, but there's a thickness to where when it's too thin, it's time to replace your roof. Mm-hmm. That means your granulars have come off. You have no more protection. A shingle, an asphalt shingle, once you lose the grit and you start getting into the matting of the shingle, which is the middle layer, then it will turn into more of a sponge than shedding water. So it'll start soaking it up. So once we look at the shingle, see if it's good, if it's just, you know, say it's just one area that's leaking, typically that don't justify a full roof replacement. On our inspections, that's why we look at the overall shingles. How are they attached? A lot of times in my history, I've seen especially late 90s, early 2000s roofs, they was actually installed with staples and not nails, which you'll catch a lot of wind blowing them off. So whenever we see that stuff is what we look for when we say, hey, you need a roof replacement. If you just got one leak, typically 99% of the time we can fix that leak. And like what Wes was saying a while ago, you can get another 5 years out of your roof or whatever it may be, just depending on the age of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
But that inspection is key because it will let you know. I mean, a roof is one of the most expensive repairs that you'll do on a house, that right. HVAC, both of them. So you want to know what you got coming up. You want to budget it. The homeowners want to be able to budget that. If they got 5 more years, okay, I got 5 years to come up with the money, save up for the money for the new roof. So the inspections are very, very important to a homeowner. And we really recommend doing an inspection at least once every 5 years. On your roof. That's from the install. So if you just got a roof today, 5 years from now, you'd want to do a full inspection on your roof. Wes hit on valleys. If they're not installed right and you got a pretty, what I call a cut-up roof, which means it's got a lot of different angles, has hips and has valleys, if they was not installed right, then you might be looking at a full replacement if all the valleys was not installed right. Because if not, you're just going to be dumping a lot of money into the repairs over a 10-year period of time, which will probably equal more than what that new roof would be. So, and that's what we look for whenever we're doing our inspections of roofs. I'm a roofer. I had a roof leak on my house probably 2 years ago. It was in my son's bathroom, and I hardly ever go in there. Nobody goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually seen water in the floor right by the sink. And my first thought, and I'm a roofer, my first thought was my sink's leaking. So I'm checking that and looking, and I said, well, let's clean it up and see if it comes back. Well, the next day, we had a rain overnight. That next morning we got up, sure enough, there was water. And just so happened, I thought, let me look up. And when I looked up, I actually had Alvaro come out and help me repair it. But if I would have just kept wiping the water up, thinking it was something with the sink or something, and let that go, I could have had thousands of dollars in repairs. So you want to be on top of it. That way you're not just all of a sudden hit with several $1,000 roof costs.
And can I chime in on that? So because we have a gutter division, we clean gutters and clean roof debris. And it's always recommended to have a roofing company do that, because at the same time that we're out there cleaning the roof and cleaning the gutters, we can also check the roof annually to make sure in case anything pops up that we might not have seen. Because you know, we get a lot of storms around here. You could have tree limbs that fall off the roof. They could punch a hole in the roof. And that's why having our team come out, do the gutter maintenance program, that, and we'll inspect the roof at the same time. You got eyes on it 24/7, and that really, that's the way to go. That one more thing, so we do a lot of leak calls, and it really doesn't matter, it doesn't discriminate based on the age of the roof. We're doing a lot of leak calls and a lot of repairs on brand new roofs. So just because you have a brand new roof does not mean it was installed correctly. So keep that in mind. That's why Carrie and all of us are stressing roof inspections. Get your roof inspected, because you could have a lot of issues on the front end. If you get the right company out there to take a look at it, we'll come up with a good plan. If it wasn't installed properly, it's going to cause a ton of headaches on the back end. So just know, even if your roof is a year old, it's do yourself a good service and get in front of it and have us come out and inspect it for you. You can give us a call at 919-852-2660 or visit us on the web at roofwerks.com.
Well, thank you, Holly, Carrie, Alvaro, and Wes. That wraps up our podcast today. I'm Mike Slayman, and you have been listening to The Works. Have a good day.
Roof Works. We don't want to be the biggest.